Aurora Councillor John Gallo says he regrets voting down the men's transitional shelter proposal. The hotly debated shelter project, which had been proposed for land near York Region's pump station at 14,452 Young Street, was rejected in a narrow 4-3 vote at a planning committee meeting on February 13. But more than 8 months after that vote, Gallo said he is disappointed an alternative site hadn't been put forward during council's meeting on October 22, adding he was beginning to regret his decision. Gallo said his main concerns in February were regarding the location, the fact the proposed shelter would sit next to the Henderson sewage pumping station site. But now with hindsight, he said he may have voted differently. It just seems to have been put on the back burner when we're all screaming for urgency, said Gallo in an interview with Aurora Today. I feel, had I known, perhaps I would have made some different decisions. The intent was never to delay this, in any way. During the council meeting on October 22, Gallo asked for an update on the project, with the town's chief administrative officer Doug Naderozny saying that the region was conducting a review of its options, saying that the process is still in their hands. We're really at the mercy of the region. This is really their project and their initiative. They haven't indicated a deadline that they're working toward, he said. I wouldn't categorize it as something they're in a rush to do. Adam Mobbs, founder of Aurora Cares Housing for All, a community group that formed in the wake of the shelter project being voted down, commended Gallo for his leadership. As time goes by, you realize that the community is in favor of this, and at the time there was a kind of knee-jerk reaction to a small group of very vocal residents. But the reality is finding a site is extremely difficult, he said. The 14,452 Young Street site has instead undergone work that includes building the sewage pumping station and restoring the Tamarack Green Park north entrance. Lisa Gonsalves, Commissioner for Community and Health Services with York Region, said in an email statement the region is continuing to work with the town of Aurora on finding potential sites for emergency and transitional housing, considering both region-owned and privately owned properties. She added the region has identified the need for at least two new emergency and transitional housing sites across York Region, and to redevelop three existing emergency and transitional housing sites, Porter Place and Leader Place in East Gwillimbury and Sutton Youth Services. York Region is working with our partners to increase access to emergency and transitional housing, and we thank Aurora residents and staff for their support for this type of housing, Gonsalves said in an email statement. She also pointed to the region's plans for a new 10-year housing and homelessness plan. Work is ongoing and set to be finished in 2025. Gallo said he had not put a lot of thought into whether he would suggest bringing back the Young Street location, adding, there's nothing concrete right now. It's certainly front of mind to try to determine what alternatives there are, he said. I've been chatting with my council colleagues that were in favor of it and listened to their perspectives as well. Mobbs said he remains hopeful that the original proposed site will be brought forward again. I don't see Aurora as the type of community that likes to kick things down the road. It's not the community we are. So if we have the opportunity to solve a problem, then I think we should embrace it, he said. I think if we built this today, 10 years from now our community would be stronger, more resilient, more connected, more compassionate. I just don't see a downside to this.